If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alright, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle. I'll be on the mic for the next hour taking your calls on the topic of video games. And I know we're on all these great sports talk networks. It's not just sports video games, it's all video games, baby. Otherwise, what I call you, baby. So come on in and get heard at the toll-free line, and don't write it down, dial it up right now, y'all. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's right, I threw in a y'all. 1-800-878-PLAY. Slow down. 1-800-878-7529. Come on in and get heard. Also, around the world, you can catch us on American Forces Radio Network, AFN, because I am a FAN of the troops. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if we don't, we appreciate all that our military does, keeping us and our allies safe. So wherever you're listening, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We stream through our main network, sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. If you want to send me an email, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. You're going to use that to take a guess at the very easy question I have at 40 after in just over a half hour, because I'll be giving away a brand new video game. Second correct answer wins. And also at the end of the show, cheat codes for older games. Send a request in to me at rick@sportsbyline.com, and I'll tell you that cheat code, as I mentioned at the end of the show. We're also on SBNationLive.com as we come out of SB Nation Radio in Houston, Texas. Stars at Nat are being in Brett. Also, very important to mention SiriusXM 211 in progress. See the man, see the man. That is the Dan Patrick channel, and great to be on Sirius and wherever you might have. I was on the early days of Sirius as well, so it's cool to be back. And if you're in your semis right now, blow that horn for me with your bite line fever. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, 35 million homes. That's right, we're on your TV set as well. So I'm going to talk about what's new, review my 2 cents, what's your 2 cents, and also what's new this week on shelves and for downloads as well. It's a video game review. I'm Rick Tittle. Call me up, 1-800-878-PLAY. We only have 51 more minutes. Come on back.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295.
That's 800-965-1295.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total leverage rates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Video Game
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. We are well underway, and it's great to have you with us wherever you are listening in this great land of ours. And so foreign lands. Where are you at? What you got? Come on in and get heard. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. There's a really cool, really interesting game called Atomic Heart. And it's very much like BioShock in a future world, first person. And I got to say, despite the fact that it can be a little wonky at times, I really loved it. Once again, Atomic Heart and super powered first person shooting, a lot of FPS puzzling. It's very long. It's tough. It's what it is, basically, is robots gone wild. And these large range of robots in the future are very strong. And you can have these things that look like sinister little mustachioed Terminator dudes. They have these like ballerina bots, these spindly leg battle balls as well. And it's there's even one that looks like a tank, but its aesthetic really extends to this large collection of these partially ruined labs and facilities and transportation hubs. They've got these, you know, that almost looks like a fantastical version of the 50s. And there are really tiny little parts of Atomic Heart that if you go to IGN, there's a lot more here to watch on this. But if you if you think about the different reload animations for unspent magazines, so, you know, the latter of which is flicked away while the former is grasped in the same hand. I mean, it's just watching all this is pretty cool. But as I said, a little wonky sometimes. The HUD is sometimes cluttered up with pickup notifications and health bars for mini bosses and you know, things that, you know, from a recent save, they might come in when they were there as well. There's also a strobing effect on some of fast-moving robots that we've seen on the Series X, but it's mostly just isolated to that. But it's all tinted with Soviet-era iconography that you can expect from a land tucked away deep behind the Iron Curtain in the 1950s. And the way you look through all this Soviet symbolism is different than when this game was announced in 2018 because of the war in Ukraine, obviously, which is more than a year old. And this is wherein lies some of the controversy. Yes. And Friday, the Vice Prime Minister, how about that, a Vice Prime Minister? The Vice Prime Minister of Ukraine and Minister of Digital Transformation, Mykhailo Fedorov, tweeted official letters he sent to the heads of Sony, Microsoft, and Valve, urging them to block Atomic Heart from their gaming platforms. He cited concerns that, quote, there is a potential risk that money raised from purchases of the game will be transferred to Russia's budget, so it will be used to fund the war against Ukraine. Interesting. Now, this is above my pay grade to know where this stuff goes. So basically what he's saying is, if you think that the money going to this gaming company is going to help, you know, buy munitions, what have you, for the attack on Ukraine, then that would mean any business you do with Russia would help in their war effort against Ukraine. Now, there are some critics of the game, and some not just in the Ukraine. They're asking gamers to walk away from Atomic Heart. And there's a big Ukrainian YouTuber named Horenko. He said some users could make a claim that they could simply pirate it and pay no money to the Russian devs and still enjoy the game. To that, I can't say anything. At that point, it depends only on your moral compass, which is basically he's saying you're immoral if you buy a Russian video game right now. A lot of them say that this game has too much Russian propaganda in it as well. Mundfish, which is the game's developer, and has no ties to anything with Russian state-owned or state-sanctioned. But still, I think a lot of people think that you just can't buy a Russian video game these days. Now, here's the thing. The truth of it is that an entire nation is not tied into the ideologies of their leaders, corrupt or benevolent. It's like saying that everyone in North Korea loves nuclear missiles and is a giant psycho like their leader. Now, it would be the same thing like saying whoever is president of the United States that we're all like him or her. No her yet, close, but we're all like him. You know, we were all like Obama, and then we were all like Trump. Now we're all like Biden. It's ridiculous to think that. It's also ridiculous to think that every single person in Russia is for the war and that people just can't make a game. It's like, to me, it's like boycotting athletes. You know, it's like we don't like what your country's doing right now, so you can't come to our Olympics. Yeah, but I'm not in the army. I'm just a loser or whatever. And that's just my personal opinion. I think you can separate the two. But I completely understand people who feel that by buying this game that you're supporting Russia in its war against Ukraine. I don't feel that way. I think this has nothing to do with the war in Ukraine. But then again, I can't, I mean, you might say, look, you bought that game, Rick, and that paid for 5 hand grenades. And I'm like, oops, I wish I didn't do that. So I don't know if there's a direct thing or it's a trickle down thing. But in a statement to NBC News, Alex Borniakov, who's the Ukraine's deputy minister of digital, says Russia that Atomic Heart has Russian roots and romanticizes communist ideology in the Soviet Union. We also urge limiting the distribution of this game in other countries due to its toxicity and potential data collection of users and potential use of money raised from the game purchases to conduct a war against Ukraine. So he slipped in potential data collections as well. So remember when we thought that, or some people thought, not me, but that TikTok was just here for China to spy on us? We know that they actually have much more sophisticated balloons that they fly over Montana. So it's up to you. What do you feel about it? To me, I would buy this game because it's a fantastic game. It's called Atomic Heart. I don't feel like I'm being immoral by doing it. I don't feel like I'm supporting Russia and its war against Ukraine. But for some people, they just put a Ukraine flag as their, you know, social media avatar, and they feel like, yeah, I did my part. It's like, not really. So anyway, it's a question, more controversy on the other side. Rick Tittle with you, 1-800-878-PLAY, if you'd like to get in and have your say on the video game review.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654.
That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, Rip Tittle, with you coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. If you'd like to call and ask me a video game question, comment, or concern, I am here for you until the end of the hour. So it's 1-800-878-PLAY. Where are you at, America? I know I'm in Canada as well. Happy about that for sure. And also, I know I'm in Mexico too, El País Amigo. So come on in that way as well. Maybe you're across the international dateline. What's the future look like? One time I got a call from a Marine at the embassy in Tokyo, and he was in Tomorrowland, not Disneyland, but he was across the international dateline. Anyway, 1-800-878-PLAY if you'd like to get in. Speaking of controversy, or as they say in England, controversy, put the emphasis on the second syllable. The Hogwarts video game, we were talking about that the last few weeks, which is supposed to be a great game. I got to screw around with it. I don't own it, but it's a very cool game. And a lot of people, especially in the LGBTQ community, have tried to boycott the game because they don't like J.K. Rowling and what she had to say, such as, if you menstruate, then you're a woman. And they didn't like that. And so they wanted it banned, even though she has nothing to do with the game. They are characters that she created. The other thing was that the trolls with their hook noses running the banks, a lot of people thought that that was a bit anti-Semitic. So on the gist of this, where I live in the Northern California, I live in the Bay Area, Oakland, and up the road an hour is our capital of Sacramento. And this tells you the world we live in today, because there was a pub in San Francisco called Streets. And Streets had a video game feed going in their pub, and it started streaming some of the Harry Potter game. And they got slammed by Antifa. Antifa said that they were promoting negative, transphobic, and other such things because J.K. Rowling's views on biological sex. And the pub did not, and the pub probably had no idea. Obviously, they're just showing a video game. They said, our sincerest apologies to those affected by this incident. We will make sure to be more careful. They probably don't even know what they're apologizing for. They just know that if they get some kind of anti-anything on Twitter or social media, they know that they will be done and no one will ever walk into that bar again. And so they called out this pub, and this pub has profusely apologized. Well, I'll tell you this about, you know, they always say any publicity is good publicity. The first week of this game, and they sold 12 million copies. Now, they didn't sell the copies just because of the negative press. I'm sure they moved a few that way. They sold it because it's a really good game. And you can say, well, no, it's not, because J.K. Rowling invented the characters and we don't like how she thinks. It's still a good game. It's sort of like seeing, you know, like a quarterback on a team you hate, but he wins multiple Super Bowls and you go, that guy sucks. He doesn't. He's a great quarterback. You can still hate him. You know what I mean? But you'd be dumb to say he stinks, right? So whatever you feel about Rowling, and you feel you're free to think whatever you want. This is America, baby, and you can boycott or not boycott, whatever you want. It's a good game. I know. Cancel me. It's a good game. It is. And so, as I said, you don't have to buy anything you want. It's art. It's just like comedy. You know, there are no rules, and you can either support somebody or not. The last thing I would try to do is end some artist's career. It's like, for me, I'll just put it to you this way. I've studied art history in college, and I have been very privileged and fortunate enough to go to some of the great museums in this world. And to go into a museum and see things is like, wow, look at all that artistic talent. And then I go into a modern art museum, like the Tate or the MoMA or something. And I can tell you three things that I literally saw at those two museums in London and New York. One was a toilet bowl that was spray painted pink. Another was a bowl of mashed potatoes. And another one was a boxing glove. And people were like furiously writing. And so to me, I don't think that has any artistic talent. It doesn't speak to me. Like, I have to figure out why a guy left a boxing glove there or what a bowl of mashed potatoes means. So in other words, that art is not for me. Do I want to destroy that artist? Do I want to end his or her career because I don't get it and I don't like it? No. And so the best way I think you can protest is to just not give them your custom, just to say, I'm not going to buy your game. And that's great. You know, and you can, whatever reason you want, it's no more or less valid than anybody else's. It's your own. And if you don't want to play it, then don't play it. But if you're asking me to review a game, which is the name of this show, the Video Game Review, it's a really good game. Just like Atomic Heart. Atomic Heart is an excellent game. Now, if you say, well, Rick, do you support the war against Ukraine? And I will say unequivocally, no. I'm rooting for Ukraine in that one, just like anybody else with a brain or a heart is doing. Well, if you buy that game, like, okay, that's fine. 1-800-878-PLAY. Another thing I wanted to bring up this week as well is that the rival to Twitch called Kick is starting to test the waters of lighter moderation of their players. Because we know for almost 10 years now, Twitch, which is now owned by Amazon, they really dominate video game live streaming. And others have tried to come in, Meta platforms, Facebook gaming, TikTok Live. Microsoft had a thing called Mixer, which is now gone. YouTube Gaming, which paid a lot of money from some top personalities to get them away from Twitch, right? But Twitch is still the king. Right now, as we speak, there are about 2.5 million people watching, just under 100,000 live streams, probably. And there was, until recently, a guy named Aiden Ross in his early 20s, and he had a massive following, over 7 million. He was great at NBA 2K. He was on GTA 5, and he moved to Kick. He said, I feel like Twitch is making stupid decisions. Now is the perfect time for Kick to come in and give them a competition. Well, here's the thing on the revenue split. Kick advertises a 95-95 revenue split, and Twitch is 50-50. And he also, Ross says he likes that he can say whatever the F he wants. So on Kick, you can throw in nudity and swastikas and things like that. Twitch has now banned Ross. And they say that Twitch will always have policies against, quote, unmoderated hateful conduct in chat, such as racist and anti-Semitic messages. And also, the other thing that Ross wanted to do was to live stream himself gambling with cryptocurrency, which Twitch outlawed last year. So he wanted to do that as well. So representatives from Kick said that the site is expanding and its moderation efforts. They say they're improving their policies daily. What they are is just saying this is the Wild West and all the things you can. It's sort of like, you know, TV, and then HBO came along and HBO is like, we can swear and show nudity or whatever. And so they're still something called the Digital Millennium Copyright Act that requests and doesn't tolerate hate speech, and Kik says that they do comply with that. So, excuse me, the ownership at Kik, the structure isn't clear, because the platform is being publicly promoted by Tyler Nicknam, which is a top Twitch streamer known as Trainwreck. But crypto gambling site Stake.com is reportedly throwing in some cash as well. And so, listen, if you want to go on and you want to say whatever you want, then I guess Kik is the place for you. For me, for what I need for streaming, and I don't live stream myself, but I do like watching live streams now and then, usually just to kill time. And whenever a guy or a gal is talking, I immediately turn it off. I just want to see somebody playing. I don't want to make that person a celebrity. I don't want to know even really what they look like. But Twitch does the trick for me. I don't ever watch Twitch and say, gee, I wish there was more swearing. I wish there was more hate speech. If I could just get a little bit more, I wish I could watch a guy gamble with cryptocurrency. That's what I really want. So maybe it's for you. A lot of personal preferences today on the show. When we come back from a break, I'm going to give away a brand new game, and you can win it by just emailing rick@sportsbyline.com. The correct answer to a trivia question. I'll tell you what's new on shelves and continue with the show. If you'd like to get in, 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208.
800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the Game Review. 1-800-878-PLAY to get in. It's 40 after the hour. It's time to give away a brand new game. That's what I do here. That's what I do here, girl. All right, this game is called Leap. It's a big game. It's from Blue Isle Studios, developed and published. And it's on all the big boy platforms. That's the Xbox One and Series X and S, the PS4, the PS5, and the personal computer. Here's the blurb. Leap is a fast-paced online multiplayer first-person shooter featuring epic battles with up to 60 players, each armed to the teeth, rated T for teen. And it has, in fact, it features the one thing I hate about Call of Duty, and that's jumping. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in Call of Duty, and if you do it, I hate you. But that is, as soon as somebody starts getting shot or as they enter a room, they jump and then they shoot from like 10 feet up in the air, and their aim is better. And if you're shooting them, you're shooting their legs, and of course they still land fine. But it's, as you try to look for realism in a game, I don't know too many wars where a guy jumps 10 feet in the air when he gets shot at and then he doesn't get hurt. Anyway, back to Leap, which is a cool game. It is a first-person shooter. My question is this a first-person shooter, or is this a game about giraffes? Rick, didn't you just say? Yeah, I did. It's easy. Is this a game about first-person shooters, or is this a game about giraffes? Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer will win the game. That's the one I'm giving away today, y'all. I had an Atari 2600, and then I voted for Taft. I bring it up today because when it comes to AI, I didn't know this until I saw an article on newscientist.com. Nerd alert, nerd alert. And apparently they're taking 2600 games and they have become a benchmark problem-solving resource now for AI companies because the controls are so simple, but there is some complexity to completing the games. And New Scientist said that they had one computer and then they had another computer, quote-unquote, read the manual first, the instruction manual. And they said that the skiing game, which you might remember, you went through some flagposts and around trees, that the computer that read the instruction manual learned the game 6,000 times faster than the one that didn't, just did it by trial and error. And you might say, well, that makes perfect sense. And it does. But it also, excuse me, is a little bit of a kick in the pants to yours truly, because I never read the manual. I just start playing because I'm just too excited / impatient probably that when I get a game, I'm like, let's go. I'll figure it out. You know, I'll pull down left two. That's bringing your sights up to your eye. ADS, aim down sights. And then this one, I'm sure, like, you know, first shoulder buttons, a grenade. I'm sure, like, you know, the B is reload. And I'm like, oh, the top one's reload. The other one, the B is switch guns out. But when you actually read the owner's manual, it works a lot better, doesn't it? All right. Also, in the news this week. In fact, I read this today. There is a new video game that aims to educate people about the Holocaust. A British game developer has made a video game called The Light in the Darkness. His name is Luke Bernard. He's 36 years old, and he's created it as an educational tool to teach the people about the Holocaust. Bernard told the Agence France-Presse, that's very nice, the French press agency, but it sounds better when you say Agence France-Presse, doesn't it? Everything sounds better in French. He said, young people play games about the Second World War, like Call of Duty, where it is almost never mentioned. It's a bit like denying that it ever existed. Bernard was inspired by his late grandmother, who took part in the Kinder transport scheme, which helped bring 10,000 Jewish children to the UK from Europe before the war broke out. The player of the game follows the storyline of a European Jewish family originally from Poland living in Vichy, France. The player witnesses husband and wife, Moise and Bluma, and their son Samuel get rounded up in what is known as the Veldiv roundup, and then transferred to the Pithiviers camp and then deported to Auschwitz. Bernard told the Jewish Chronicle that the game allows the player to interact and make some choices, but that the story itself won't change the fate of the family. He said, I couldn't make a game where you win at the end. That wasn't the Shoah. There was no choice. During the scene of the roundup, you have to go to the police station, which gives you a list of things to collect. You go back to your home and take them. So Bernard said he spent a year collecting information for the video game by interviewing many Holocaust survivors. He went to the archives at the American Holocaust Museum in D.C. I went there once. The Holocaust Museum in Los Angeles. He said everything absolutely has to be exact, even if it's an artistic project. We checked everything once, twice, three times. That's why it was very hard. Bernard also explained that his video game is not intended just for European American students, but rather for African and Asian audiences. He says in Egypt, 90% of young people play video games and the Holocaust isn't taught there. And he also noted even in the U.S., he said a lot of people don't know what happened in France in World War II, saying in the United States, very few people know what happened in France. They think Germany did everything alone. So the next question would be, where's the fun? See, that's the thing here. And not to be, this is a every segment this show is controversial somehow, get canceled one way or another. But just saying, seriously, it is important that educate the people at the Holocaust. And I once walked through the Dachau in Bavaria, outside of Munich, and it's very important to people to know what happened and never forget and not be a stupid Holocaust denier, but to actually know what happened. But video games are supposed to be fun. So when he says, I can't have a game, is the end of the game, everybody goes to Auschwitz and is then murdered? I mean, is that the game? That's not really a game. Is it educational? Yes. But this is what I say, and I've been saying this for almost 20 years since I've been doing the show. We will play any video game if it fits one criterion, especially my criterion. Is it fun? And it doesn't matter the graphics. It doesn't matter the topic. It doesn't matter the storyline. It doesn't matter the voice acting. You know, I remember I didn't care for Halo, the first one, just didn't like it. I liked I liked other games much better, but I remember during the Super Bowl, they had these ads for Halo 2, and I thought, well, it looks pretty good. And I thought, don't fall for it. It's just a commercial. Don't fall for it. And I fell for it, and I bought it, and I thought, ah, this is lame. I remember going to a meeting at the Game Developers Conference back when it was in its pomp here in San Francisco before the pandemic, and Bethesda. It was Pete. What's his name? Pete Hines. We went up to this room in the St. Regis Hotel. It was about 10 of us journalists. And he was showing us a new dungeon crawler. And the voice acting was great. And he said, these are just placeholders. We're going to get real actors for this when we actually do the game. And then I thought about, oh, yeah, well, you know, you think about, you know, Fallout 3, who was your dad? Liam Neeson voiced that. And then I just realized I don't need any of that. I just need a game that's fun. I don't need to know my character's motivation. I don't need any of the backstory. I certainly don't want cutscenes, cinematics. This is why I don't like these Naughty Dog games. I like The Last of Us on HBO. Did not like Last of Us, the video games. I just felt like I was watching the video game. I'd rather play a video game, to be honest with you. All right. Let's get to the upcoming games this week. It's a Tuesday. Releases, unless otherwise noted. Dead Cells, Return to Castlevania. It's an action DLC. Excuse me. Expansion roguelike, roguelite. And this is Dead Cells and Castlevania coming together. Cell-shaded, as you know. And it's on everybody. When I say everybody, that's all the Microsoft, all the Sony, PC, and Switch. Hotel Renovator shows a young lady with a paintbrush. Adventure, casual, indie simulation. On the personal computer, Little Witch Nobita. It's an action shooter on the Switch and the PS4. Melon Journey, Bittersweet Memories, an adventure game on the personal computer. Pronti, P-R-N-T-Y. Pronti Adventure Action Indie. The Outer Worlds Spacer's Choice Edition, Adventure Action RPG Remastered, X and S, PC, and 5. Contraband Police. And Contraband is spelled almost like Cyrillic. Is this another game we can't buy or will be seen as supporting Russia? Action-adventure game on the PC. Idea, the game. This is an adventure indie. It is on your phones, Android and iOS, also on the PC and the Switch. Here it is, folks. Metroid Fusion. This is going to be the game on the Switch. It finally makes its Switch over. Now, this is a game that came out 21 years ago now on the GameCube, but it's supposed to be absolutely amazing on the Switch. Paranormal Sight, The Seven Mysteries of Honjo, adventure horror RPG simulation on the PC. Caverns of Mars Recharge. This is a remake shoot 'em up shooter on all the systems. Clash, Artifacts of Chaos, an action game on everybody except the Switch. Fatal Frame, Mask of the Lunar Eclipse Remastered, adventure horror on all the big systems. IB Remake, adventure horror on the Switch. Also on the Switch, Know by Heart, ellipsis. It's dot, dot, dot. An adventure game. And also on the Switch, Mary and Bayou, The Road Home, action adventure indie. Your little ants in this one. There's also Master Plan Tycoon, a simulation strategy on the PC. Monster Energy Supercross, the official video game 6. This is like those things you used to get free at Burger King, I think. No offense. And Oni, Road to the Mightiest Oni, an action RPG, PC 4, 5. And also on the Switch. Papatura, an adventure game, the 4, the 1, the 5, and the X and S. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back with the cheat code on the video game review.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Closing out the video game review in our customary fashion with a cheat code. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Sam. Sam writes in from Eugene, Oregon. Are you a duck? He said, Rick, I heard you say Battlefield Bad Company 2 is your favorite first-person shooter ever. Do you have any PS3 codes? I don't remember saying that, but that is absolutely true, so I must have. I got one for you here. This is for the USAS 12. This is that shotgun with the magazine. You just have to type in the in-game cheats menu, awesome firepower, but you have to spell it like this. Lowercase letters, A-W, then 3, S-O-M-E, F, 1, R-E-P, 0, W-E-R. Awesome firepower. Once again, AW3 SOMEF1 REP 0 WER. That'll give you the USAS, and you can go into a house and really clean that puppy out. I tell you that. Thanks for writing in. Thanks for calling. The email address works all week if you want to get to me at rick@sportsbyline.com. Otherwise, we will see you next week on the Video Game Review.